In the Ukraine, they respond to rigged elections well. This is Jav Parrish. While disgruntled Kerry supporters are still muttering about Ohio recounts, touchscreen voting machines, and all manner of electoral corruption, and while Democrats of all stripes still fume over the stolen election of 2000, the chosen course of action has been to do nothing. In the Ukraine this month, we learned the possibilities when a wronged electoral candidate actually does something about it. The wronged candidate, in this case, was Viktor Yushchenko, who lost the November 21st presidential election to Viktor Yanukovych, the candidate supported by the current president and government. The election was widely condemned as marred by voter fraud, and Yushchenko's supporters took to the streets, protesting in cities across the country and clogging the main square in the capital city of Kiev with an estimated 250,000 demonstrators. Many of those demonstrators camped out for days, withstanding cold and snow to demand a new election and a new government. This week, they got their wish. On December 3rd, Ukraine's highest court threw out the tainted election and ordered a runoff election between the two candidates on December 26th. Wednesday, negotiations for the challenger, Yushchenko, and the current president, Leon Kuchma, ushered through parliament and into law a sweeping set of constitutional changes that will expand parliamentary power and rein in the authority of Ukraine's president. None of it would have been possible without the crowds, which simply proved too large for the government to ignore and effectively nullified its chosen candidate, Yanukovych. In the process, they also triggered an international crisis, with Western nations echoing the claims of electoral malfeasance, and Russia, the Ukraine's neighbor and close trading partner, favoring the current Moscow-backed government. Talk even arose of the country splitting, with the more nationalist areas in the country's west supporting Yushchenko, and Russian-speaking areas in the east aligning themselves with Yanukovych. In the end, the crowds and the threat of an ungovernable country led to an inevitable court decision and the sweeping constitutional changes. Yushchenko's Orange Revolution will now almost certainly win the December 26th revote, and it will be seen as a popular repudiation of the strong-arm government of Kuchma. The government, essentially, will have been overthrown, and it will have been done without a single shot being fired. It all makes me wonder what would have to happen to trigger such a popular uprising here. What level of irrefutable voting fraud would have to be proven to drive people into the streets? One of the most unlikely heroes of the Ukraine uprising is a state television sign language interpreter who began signing on air that the telecast was lies and that she wouldn't go along with it any longer. Inspired by her actions, 200 journalists for the state-run TV and radio vowed to no longer act as the government's mouthpiece. How many bland White House assertions that the sky is green and the grass is pink would it take to drive somebody at Fox News to denounce the status quo like that? The difference, of course, is history. After hundreds of years of rule by Moscow, independence is a cherished thing in Ukraine. And after 80 years of communist rule, most Ukrainians well understand the dangers of autocratic government or that state-controlled media lies. Democracy is not taken for granted. Ordinary people, like those demonstrators in the plaza, matter. Here in the United States, the self-styled exporter of democracy to the world, we ordinary people have forgotten our power. That's why episodes like the Ukraine matter. They remind us of what democracy can be. From KBCS, for the Pacifica Network, this is Jav Parrish.